I saw a wave, a dark wave, come over our nation, and it's not just the election, of course, but this program is going to be all in the name Rigged. Because when I and we formed Rigged, it was because of the financial system. But Rigged is now becoming common in America. It's all rigged.
In a rigged system, rigged in our culture.
Hello and welcome to the Sharpening Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. We have a very important and special episode for you today. We welcome back to the show financial expert Terry Sacca, AAMS of Cornerstone Asset Metals, to discuss with us the state of the world economy, its prophetic significance, and how that affects every single one of us today.
So as I'm studying this, all of a sudden I'm like, oh my gosh, this is Revelation 6, 5, and 6. The dark horse comes in, he has scales. And it goes on to where he's saying a quart of wheat for a denarius and a three quarts of barley for a denarius. And the Revelation 6:5-6 of that dark horse is referring to the period of darkness in the end time, where there'll be extraordinary inflation and potential hyperinflation, because the money system we're using, as I put it, you know, God says very clearly, Proverbs 16:3 and others, dishonest weight and measure is an abomination. Vomit you out of my mouth type. Honest scales are a delight. Silver is 31.1 grams. It is God's money. It's always been biblical money. Because it's honest, you can't fake it. You can't make it. We've now become a fiat printing of this currency at will. Dishonest weight and measure, rigging the scales. And that is not good. Our currency system is extremely dishonest. And we're going into, especially if these BRICS do this, which they are doing it. So it's not a matter of if. I know they're doing it because they have the gold to do it. We are going to experience absolute times where it could be the Revelation 6:5-6 timeframe. But the good news is, I believe if we stand up as people, take this country back, we may be going through this bit as a, you know, one scripture says, you know, although I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which is where we're getting ready to go. You don't have to look too far to just look at our social issues to know that, right?
Yeah.
But I fear no evil, because thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. We have all authority in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We have authority over the enemy. So the way I look at it is, we may be going through that valley of the shadow of death with what's coming to our dollar and our economy. By design, by the way, because they need America's prosperity to take a hit. But I believe if we stand and take this country back, we can recreate our currency with a sort of a gold-backed, commodity-backed setup and deal with it that way. Now, what that'll end up doing, of course, gold would be $20,000, $25,000 an ounce, because it would offset the debts that we have. And that's what a lot of insiders tell me is going to end up happening. And then, of course, silver will be thousands of dollars probably at that point. But we would have to take back our currency system and this country. That's probably got to be done, you know, in the form of Ephesians, our battle's not flesh and blood, but powers and principalities. But we need to take it serious in that respect, because for us to achieve this, we're going to need God's help. There's no way we're doing it on our own.
Amen. I'm glad that you brought that up, because my next question was going to be, how should Christians specifically be viewing these recent events? And I think that's a great answer. It says so in Ephesians. You know, it's we battle, you know, against spiritual darkness. Yes. That drives the natural darkness. So,
well,
so
if you just look at our social issues, it's pretty obvious, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, shoot. I mean, we got like walking demons all over the place now, and we have to battle that. We have to stand firm on the spiritual side of it, because otherwise, we're not doing it in the flesh right now. It's what makes us think we're going to do it in the future.
Yeah, exactly. So beyond, you know, prayer, petitioning Jesus, getting people saved, doing all the Christian things that we're supposed to do, what else can we do? Like, what's the solution for our assets, for our money? How can we protect our assets from this coming financial calamity? Should we not be successful in our attempt to, you know, to turn the country around? If God is saying, you know, now is the time for this, I'm going to allow it. You know, basically the evil people are getting what they deserve. How do we as Christians protect our assets from this coming financial calamity?
Well, Josh, that's the hardest part for me, because I've actually been planning that way. I'm trying to have hope that we're not done, that maybe we'll get one more little love bug, you know, from God. But at the same time, you know, we've walked away, and in many, many ways, even the church has, they've kind of ignored things we shouldn't have been ignoring. So in that respect, you need to prepare as Christians. You need to make sure you have emergency food. I mean, I'm being serious about that. Like, you better have some emergency food and those 25-year shelf life foods stashed away in the house to have a few months worth, because there could be some serious instability in rioting and discourse. But also for your assets, we're at a crossroad. I cannot emphasize how big this crossroad is. No one alive today probably remembers the last time we've been through something like this. All people alive today predominantly remember a prosperous America. Coming out of Vietnam in the 70s, when they changed us off the gold standard, those would be the last who could remember any change. But even then, they probably didn't, because the Vietnam War had really distracted us. We are at a period where our dollar is getting ready to take a serious, serious punch right through the middle of the eyeballs. And we must be prepared. And what that means is being out of the paper system. All paper, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, all that is paper, susceptible to the system. And if we have assets outside the system, like land, gold, silver, especially, that's going to be dynamic. Gold is a tier one asset. So I do have to say gold is a little bit different, because it, a few years ago, they kind of snuck it in and made it tier one, which means it's equal to currency and equal to treasuries. So I can see them technically take gold in the future, although they'll probably do it when it's a lot higher in price. So we'll benefit from it. Silver is industrial. It's no longer tier one, no longer money. Silver is absolutely essential. We need it in everything electronic, solar cell systems, electric car vehicles. Elon Musk needs millions of ounces of silver. So it is such a finite commodity. We've run out of it. We had about 12 billion ounces above ground back in the day. Today, if I asked my main refinery, which I did, if I had a big ministry come in and they wanted to buy all the silver they could, how much could I get? Today, I would be lucky to probably get 250, 300 million ounces.
Oh, wow.
So it's getting a very difficult to actually acquire large quantities. So to me, physical silver, like in the IRAs, retirement accounts, you can easily roll over to a physical silver IRA where you can put it in a vault. It's not in the banking system. You can't get it stolen like the banks can on a bank holiday. People need to know that the banks have bail-ins now. So it is literally in law. They can bail in, meaning you in the bank and your brokerage, mind you, stock accounts, you are an unsecured creditor. I know that makes no sense, but when you put money in a brokerage firm in a bank, you've given them a loan. Mm-hmm. They just have an obligation to pay you back. And many people say, oh, I got FDIC insurance. I said, well, here's the fine print on FDIC insurance. Number one, they only have $25 billion in the kitty around. So we'd have to seriously bail it out. They have a pecking order now. If the banks or the brokerages fail, derivative holders get paid back first. I hate to tell you, there are hundreds of trillions of derivatives. Then secured creditors get paid back. That's none of us. Third is the unsecured creditors, we the people, and I can guarantee, well, I can't guarantee a whole lot in this world, but I'll tell you under that scenario, and I shouldn't even be laughing, but it's just so horrible. Under that scenario, we would literally be getting pennies on the dollar out of our brokerage or our bank. So I highly recommend having a good diversified plan by having a minimum of a third of your portfolio in tangible assets like gold and silver outside the system. And then if you still want to keep two thirds in, just try to be very smart about your diversification, because what's coming is going to probably happen overnight. By time you make that move, it probably could be too late, or you're going to pay a lot more money for these assets. So it's very important as Christians, we prepare and be ready. And I, you know, I talked to Sid Roth numerous times about this. He's just such a wonderful man. And he's had only three audible voices of God. And one of them, he told him to buy physical silver. And it was kind of humorous, because he really doesn't care for silver, because it doesn't, the price doesn't go up. And so we kind of came across mutually, and he's been talking to me from time to time about what's going on. And I told him, I said, you know, if every Christian just owned 10 ounces of silver in this country, we would control the silver supply.
Wow.
It's amazing. We would control it. And so I said, you know, think about this. In Job 27, oldest book in the Bible, it says that the wicked will pile up silver like dust, because silver was the money. Today, the wicked are piling up currency like dust. They're hoarding the currency. Then that scripture goes on to say, but in the end, it will be distributed to the innocent, which I believe references the Christian. If we stick with what God had as an honest scale, honest measurement of money, which is silver, when that currency system collapses, which it's coming, I don't care what anybody says, I'm on the same page as these financial advisors. I'm just free. I'm not being told what to do by the brokerage firm manager. And that currency system collapses. Silver is the recipient. That's a wealth transfer from the wicked to the innocent. As the banking system loses value, we, the people, gain the value and have the ability to then support the ministries, our friends and neighbors, and be there for the future instead of be a slave to the system.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's what I really love about Cornerstone, because I'm not a financial expert at all, but Cornerstone does make it really simple. And it's for me personally, it's the only, and by the way, Terry did not tell me to say this or anything. I have no obligation to say anything like this, but Cornerstone's the only company that I trust for this kind of thing. Just quickly, how does Cornerstone work? If somebody's interested in doing this, how would they go about doing it today? Is it like, do they call you and say, I want to give you some money, turn it into silver, and then you guys hold on to it? And how does the whole process work?
There's a few ways you can do it. Depends on your company. And depends on the amount of money. We've had people in strong seven figures come in, and people rate down to $50. I mean, we get people sending us $50 a month for years. And it's such a blessing, Josh. We're so honored. You know, Bible says not to be a respecter of person. And we even lose money on some of those small orders. But you better believe if you want an ounce of silver, we're going to get it to you, because that's just what our mission is. You know, God said he'll take care of us. Hey, I know where I'm going with it. I'm not concerned. So to me, it's about getting as many people protected and preserved for what's getting ready to come, because this BRICS thing is a big deal. So how Cornerstone works is you either go on our website at cornerstoneassetmetals.com and you can register for information, or you can call us at the number 888-747-3309. Talk to a representative. We're all completely on fire. A lot of us even went to Bible school together, so we're a very tight group. We will walk you through your options. When it comes to IRAs or retirement accounts, we will walk you through the options, and we'll even do it, you know, for your guest. I would have them say, we are from Josh Peck's program, and we will take care of the setup fees on the IRA for them, so they don't have to be concerned with that.
Oh, wow.
And
thank
you. It's a simple transfer. It's only a few pages. It's a simple transfer. And then you purchase physical real silver that goes into a depository in your IRA account. That's one way for retirement accounts. If you just have currency in the bank and you want to get a chunk of that out, because I would highly recommend not having a lot of currency in the bank. I mean, if you want 6 months worth to cover emergencies, fine. Anything that's excess, I wouldn't be putting them in CDs. I wouldn't be sitting in a money market. A money market is now a government cash reserve account, which is a U.S. Treasury. You don't want to be tied to that. Get that cash out, convert it to gold and silver. I have many people say they would rather have gold and silver in a vault than currency in a bank and digits in the cosmos, as one older gentleman put it. So you can either put it in a private depository, which are set up around the country, Texas and Maryland and others, or you physically just get it sent home. So if you arrange to buy it physically, we can do checks over the phone. You could do it by wires. We talk to you about what product you're looking for, and then we can literally send it to you insured anonymously. It kind of has a weird name on the box. You'll never know what it is. We mail it directly to you that's insured. You can bury it in your backyard, stick it in a safe at home, sit it in a private depository or in your retirement accounts. We can shift it over to a private depository as well. But the good part is they're extremely knowledgeable representatives. They've all been doing it for a long time. And they're very keen on what we're trying to do here, what's going on globally. They're not just order takers. They will walk you through the process with knowledge, compassion, And don't be surprised if you want to talk about God and whip it up, they'll whip it up with you too.
Oh, that's phenomenal. That's great. Well, that's why I love you guys too. You're all obviously, you know, Christians, and you have your heart for the people of God. And, you know, we're always saying as Christians, we got to build our own thing. We got to do our own thing. You know, we say that about social media and the internet. Well, obviously the banking system too. We need to do our own thing. And I think you guys at Cornerstone are doing a fantastic job of that. And I really, really thank you. One last question. Once somebody has their silver, if they then wanted to, transfer some of it back to cash for groceries or something, how does that process work? How do they go about doing that?
Well, silver is money and gold. And we know a lot of people that buy the gold, they buy the small ones, like 1/10 ounce, because it's little money increments. Silver is 1 ounce. I call silver a future $100 bill. So a lot of times especially in the states up in the north here, Idaho and North Dakota, you can find little markets that will actually take silver. They'll just give you the price for the day, give you the credit, you go buy your goods. But obviously that's not most people. If you decide you want to sell silver out of your IRA or that you have at home, you can always ship it back to us, always buy it back, and or go locally and they'll always take it too, because it's marked very clearly as the finest purity of silver and gold that you can get. So always, because it's so liquid and it is real money historically going back to the Bible as well as our Constitution, gold and silver is always going to be taken and desired. So you can sell it anywhere locally. Always send it back to us. We'd be more than happy to take it. We produce a really, really awesome Judeo-Christian silver coin that has scriptures on it. We did that on purpose. It had 12 stars on one side for the disciples and 12 on the other for the tribes of Israel. We did that for a reason, because in the end, if they try to take it and say it's bullion, it's not. It's protected under the First Amendment because it's God's money, biblical money, and it says it right there on the coin. And so we make that argument that we never have to turn that in, because it's not bullion. It's a biblical First Amendment protected piece of money. And so it's a neat little stance we take. I've argued with about it, but I'll just stand on the First Amendment. We have a right to religious freedom. And, you know, biblically, our money is always supposed to be honest scales, which is silver and gold. And it can always be bartered, traded, or sold. It is the most liquid, tangible asset out there.
Fantastic. And if people are interested, the links are in the description below to this video. Is there anything that we haven't covered that you'd like to say before we head out?
We're doing pretty good. I think just know that a lot of what we're talking about here isn't new. Mm-hmm. This started in 2014, and there's a lot of other stuff going on that's really dark and deep in Ukraine. I think you've gotten into it, Josh. With children and such, but this is not new. And being that we've gotten to this point right now, that we've pushed it to this level where we are now toe-to-toe with Russia, and the BRICS are ready to form a new international audible blockchain backed by gold currency, this is pretty, pretty serious stuff. So it's no longer just kind of theory. It's actually So if anything, just make sure to know that this isn't something brand new. This has been playing out for quite some time. It just so happens to be this time in history, time and season, that we better take seriously enough to protect our assets. And the way I look at it, if there's a forest fire, which it's a forest fire right now, we don't have to say that to anyone because we're all paying the gas prices and the food prices and the rent and so forth. When there's a forest fire, you get yourself protected. Get your assets protected. And when the fire's burnt, put out, let's see what tree is standing. And then we always resell some of these assets and then re-diversify back into the system once we can see what's actually going to be standing.
Amen. Well, Terry Sokka, thank you so much for coming back on the show. And thank you so much for your service to the church. You know, this is definitely needed. It's good information. And I highly suggest everybody go check out cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Link in the description. Phone numbers down there, too. Even if it's just out of curiosity and you have some questions, they'll be happy to talk with you. Terry, thank you so much again. It's been great talking with you again.
God bless you, Josh. Thank you so much.
Talk God bless you, too. God bless you, too. We will see you next time. And all of you at home, thank you so much for watching. We will see you on the next Sharpening Report. Until then, take care and God bless.
With record money printing, wild fluctuations in the stock market, and our devalued currency, only one easily accessible investment has stood the test of time. and that is precious metals. Precious metals such as physical silver and gold are a store of value, provide stability for your portfolio, and are the most widely accepted hedge against inflation and market volatility. Fortunes of incalculable wealth have been built throughout history through ownership of these wonderful metals, and smart investors still rely on the dependability of silver and gold to protect and preserve their hard-earned wealth and prosper in times of economic uncertainty. Call Cornerstone Asset Metals today at 888-747-3309 to protect, preserve and prosper with silver and gold. Call 888-747-3309 or visit cornerstoneassetmetals.com.